The list of its faculty and students is a who's who of the last two centuries of music. Aaron Copland, Leonard Bernstein, John Adams, Augusta Reed Thomas. It is the Tanglewood Music Center, the Boston Symphony Orchestra's summer program for young musicians and composers. And this summer, the TMC, as it's known, is celebrating its 75th anniversary. Jeff London traveled up to the Berkshire Mountains in Massachusetts to hear how and what they've been celebrating.
In 1940, while Europe was at war, Serge Koussevitzky, the conductor of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, began what can only be called an optimistic endeavor. He convinced his colleagues to open a tuition-free music school for talented conservatory graduates in the orchestra's summer home. But 2 years later, it almost came to an end, says Jeremy Eichler, chief music critic for the Boston Globe.
The BSO trustees wanted to close the school because of the war, and Koussevitzky was outraged and wrote a letter calling it an act of artistic vandalism and said precisely now is the time when the world needs to be hearing this music.
This music wasn't just Beethoven and Brahms, but the sounds of the time. So to head the new school, Koussevitzky chose Aaron Copland, says the TMC's current director, Ellen Heistein.
In establishing Aaron Copland as the head of the school, not as the head of composition, but the head of the school, he was making a very specific statement, saying that it all starts with music's creators and that one must absorb the creation and the immediate dissemination of new work as part of the DNA of what makes good musicians. And I think he felt very strongly that paying attention to the music of one's own time is the way to ensure that there will be a future.
The first head of the composition department was a refugee from Europe, Paul Hindemith. And right from the start, they decided that what was then called the Berkshire Music Center would be a place for commissioning new work. Their first premiere was American composer Randall Thompson's Alleluia. The piece has opened the program every summer since. Over the years, the Tanglewood Music Center's young instrumentalists, vocalists, and conductors have performed many distinguished new works, from the American premiere of Benjamin Britten's opera Peter Grimes to the world premiere of Oswaldo Golijov's Einad Amar. And this year, for its 75th anniversary, the TMC has commissioned 34 new pieces. One of them, inspired by the poetry of Lewis Carroll, is by Michael Gandolfi, who co-chairs the composition department. He wrote it for another faculty member, singer Dawn Upshaw, to perform with several of the fellows. Gandolfi himself was a student at the TMC, where one of his teachers was former fellow Leonard Bernstein.
I would see him on the stage, I would see him on television, and then to have him standing right there and looking at my scores, it was really, I'll never forget it. And he was tough. I mean, he gave me some wonderful advice, but he didn't pull any punches, and it was like that with all of us.
One of Gandolfi's students this summer is Nathan Shields, one of six composers in the program. Shields says the pace is intense.
In the first week, for 3 days in a row, we were told to write a piece every day. So we would sit down with Michael Gandolfi at 10 o'clock in the morning, and he would give us our instrumentation for the day. He said, "Today you're writing a piece for violin and viola. Go." And we had to have that into him by 10 o'clock the next morning, at which point he gave us a new instrumentation. It's sort of exhilarating to know that you can do it.
The TMC Composition Fellows got to meet many of the commissioned composers, both formally and informally, says Pulitzer Prize winner John Harbison, who also co-chairs the composition department.
An awful lot of their season this year is encounters with quite distinguished or experienced people That's a big opportunity.
They attended a master class given by composer and electric guitarist Stephen Mackey.
There's this one place where the violin is playing this slow tune with a left-hand pitch. So it goes, be-dum, be-dum.
One composer who wasn't there was Gunther Schuller, who ran the TMC for 14 years and passed away just as this year's session began. Michael Gandolfi says his former teacher remains a force in the Berkshire Mountains and beyond.
He was such a polymath, if you will, and publisher, conductor, author, horn player, great composer, educator. So that rings through the trees here at Tanglewood, you know, his influences.
As did his music. The work he wrote for the Tanglewood Music Center's anniversary is called Magical Trumpets. New music and those who write it and perform it are still at the center of the TMC's mission, 75 years after its founding, says 31-year-old composition fellow Nathan Shields.
I think most of us feel very prized, you know, and sort of honored to be here, where as composers we're taken seriously in a way that maybe some of us haven't been elsewhere.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London.